So review of the proposed budget. So the tax cap allowed us to go to $374,000 in change. I think it was like $375 or something like that. So I just rounded it to the nearest thousand below that, so we'd be under the tax cap. The pilot, I took that off the schedule, so that should be good. Taxes, real property interest, that's been running around 4,000, so I raised it up. Penalty on refuge assessment. It's been running, I don't know, 4,000, 3,000, it's all over the place, really. Last year was, so far this year actually is $5,472, so I just left it, I put it at 4,500 bucks for a year. Non-tax distribution, that's the sales tax. That'll be over 100,000 again this year, so I just kinda, I'm afraid to go too high with that because you never know what's gonna happen with it, but I did take account that it has been rising and I brought it up to 100,000. Franchise fees, we anticipated before that those were gonna drop, but they're not dropping as significantly as we anticipated, so I did come back up a little bit on those. Not up to the 15 that we were 2 years ago, but kind of in between. Left of clerk's fees at the same, they're about right. I don't know, I got planning board fees, left those in, zoning fees, left those in. Even though I think she pays them out of something else is what probably what happens, but. Refuge and garbage fees, so that's the money we collect for the refuge. Collections, building permits. I think that's still a good number. Bails, forfeits, fines, bail. I left it at 25. I think we're getting a few more tickets written now that COVID's behind us. So hopefully we'll get a little bit more on that. Well, it looks like Bunny's the only one writing tickets. So, you want to talk to them guys about that. State aid's the same as far as I know. There's no changes. Mortgage tax, I left that at the 11. It's 12,000 so far for last year, but, you know, it's an up and down thing. Then safety, these are in and out items, so if we get a DWI thing, we'll apply for that and spend it, and if we get the state aid for public safety, we'll apply for that and spend it. So that's over and above the usual police budget, personal services budget. CHIPS, 30,000, again, there's a expenditure, corresponding expenditure for 30,000, and zeroes that out, so we'll in the budget, and then in real time we'll either use it and apply for it, or it'll carry to next year. Interest, 500 bucks, and so that brings us to where we are. So that's actually, so we're going to have to probably brings us to, what's the total? Let me see here. Total is 671, 682, right?
Yep.
But that's showing what? 383 being raised by taxes, property taxes. Now yeah. We'll see how that Where's works that? Out. Because that's got to get to 374.
Oh, yeah, I see.
But that says 374 at the bottom, so I got to figure out why that calculation is like that.
So, but Bob, how come on your on the summary page?
Yes.
It's showing that the revenue is 771,682 instead of 671.
That's pulling from R148. He's pulling from the wrong cell, is all I can figure. R148, which is at the bottom.
I think it's because...
Oh, it includes the unexpended fund balance.
So we were just doing revenue. This is the... That 771 is the appropriations.
Okay, so that should be pulling from 149.
Oh, I see. That's including the...
Right, so that's...
No, yeah, that's the appropriation. So that includes the fund balance, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's why how that, yeah, okay. Estimated revenue was 297.64, which 297, I got 682 on revenue here. 297.682, so that's pulling from there. Appropriations, well, like I said, was 148. So that's the total appropriation, less revenue, less fund balance, which leaves 374 to be raised by taxes, right?
Yeah.
So total revenue on this was the 297,682.
Yeah, I think there's something missing.
All right, so let's see what we're missing then. Are 41 to 45, so that's this to this, that's a 671. Where'd that 385 come from? 4 to 7. Oh, that ain't right. Because raised by taxes, property taxes should be just the one number, right? Property taxes should be just the 374, the R4, not the 4 to 7. The 7 includes payment. Oh, yeah, it does include payments in lieu of taxes, interest, refuse, and refuse. Oh, so that includes the garbage. So that's why it's over. It's not a property tax.
Yeah. It looks like it's 670. Like that 671,682 is right. That shows up a lot.
Right. The 383,509 that you see in the summary there,
That
includes the 374 for property taxes plus the $1,009, the $4,000, the $4,500, and the $100,000 for... Or no, and those three right there, the 7. I don't know why it includes all of those.
It really includes that roughly $9,000.
It's all the penalties.
It includes all the penalties.
And the payment in lieu of taxes.
Correct.
People don't pay their taxes. Right.
And then the 112 is the non-property taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So we should be good. So... Going over the expenditures, so I left all the elected people the same as it is. So we got the attorney. I left the attorney the same amount. I think it's probably, you know, Gerlberg's getting ready to retire if he isn't already retired. I think maybe we should find a new attorney and do hourly as needed. I mean, that's kind of my thought, but rather than have somebody on retainer, we don't seem to use them all that much. But we can discuss that. But I left the amount the same anyway, so. Right now we're paying him about almost $1,000 a month, so. So that's about $12,000. So it leaves an extra, $1,200 or $1,300 if he's got to do something outside of the usual.
So, I mean, when we would, if we would do an hourly, how How many hours is $1,000 a month going to translate to?
Well, they usually charge around 200 an hour.
Okay.
So that'd be like 5 hours.
That's not bad.
But if you don't do, it's around 200. It might be 250 by now. But even still, that would be 4 hours. And I mean, if you go 3 or 4 months without using them at all, with any questions, then, you know, you got like 12 hours banked. You know, I don't know. But we could talk about that. How we spend it, don't have to decide right now. We can do that anytime. You can do that in the middle of next year. It doesn't really matter. But, I mean, I think I've spoken to Dave, you know. I spoke to him a few times when we were doing the work on the building codes and on the two local laws that we did. And
we certainly used them more this year than we have in the past couple of years.
We'll see. I know we got some stuff coming up because we're getting into the wellhead protection stuff again. We're going back in and working on phase two of that. So I think we need to make sure that we follow up with some legislation on that. So, so we can define, you know, what can be done within certain parameters around the wells and whatnot. So, but anyway, I still feel there's enough money in there and it should be appropriate, but we can decide what to do. So the dues, again, I put $1,000 in there just for a round number. The actual dues didn't go up again this year, so we just paid the new ones. For this year, it was $779 again. Got the contingent, treasurer's the same as last year. Equipment's the same as last year.
And what's the contingency for?
That's in case you need money for something. It's an unallocated amount. So clerk personal services, I raised that 2%, deputy clerk 2%, clerk equipment, left that the same, clerk CE, I brought that up a little bit. So I'm not quite sure how we're going to handle this, but the program that we bought that water and garbage program is turning out to be a real pain in the butt. It's Missy's having some issues with it, and it appears that so it's caused a lot of strife between Missy and Wendy, because Missy takes in money for the water department, and she logs it as water payments, and she separates and she puts it in the system, but she separates the payment as base and penalties and, you know, yada yada, sends that off to Wendy, does a report for the month, and it doesn't match what she sent to Wendy. And then she spends, you know, all this time about trying to figure out where it is, and it might be, you know, somebody who a kid moved out and we reduced their rate and it's not picking it up correctly, and it's a big thing. And after you've processed the payment, if it's wrong, you have to go in and do debits and credits and stuff to get it to zero out. The BSI program, I guess, works a lot better, but it was more expensive at the time and we didn't buy it. So, but I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do, but we may end up switching to that if this is discontinues, because Wendy was ready to quit at that one point, and now she's hanging in there. But, you know, there really wasn't anybody that had any experience doing this stuff that we could find that would be willing to take it over either. So, I don't know.
I thought you had that one guy from from the controller's office or something? I saw there was a resume for something.
Yes, and he was told he couldn't take the job.
Oh.
The state said no. Another guy had a guy that lives over here on Malden and corner of Malden and Corner Meek there. Sent a resume in, but he didn't have any experience in the field. So, but anyway, But right now Wendy said she was gonna stay on, so, but eventually we're gonna have to find somebody to replace her. All right, so, bum, bum, bum. So that's where we're at with that. Engineering, I put 7,500 in there this year because we're gonna hopefully do this project. Records management, left that the same. Buildings, equipment, left that the same. I don't think we really need anything, but you know, if you get something breaks, then 1,500 bucks ain't gonna go that far. The contractual items, I left a little bit less because we haven't quite been spending the 16,000, so. Central garage equipment, same thing, 5,000 for contractual. Again, you know, we hadn't been, we've been spending right about that, I guess. That's mostly for oil and stuff, or not oil now, because we're on propane, so. That should be coming, I mean, that's been coming down from where the oil is. We've only had the propane things for a couple of seasons. Unallocated insurance, I bumped that up $3,000 because, or a couple grand, because from what I've seen with the ambulance, insurance is up about 8%, so this might not even be enough. But we'll see what happens. I'm looking, getting pricing on some of the other stuff right now. Workers' comp and whatnot, so. Highway contractual, pumped that up to 1,500. Streets maintenance, personal services, left that at 50,000. I think we're fine there. We'll see, because Tom got his raise because he passed the water test, so we'll see how that holds out. But we should be closer this year than we have been in the past. General repairs, left that at 52. Contractual general repairs, left that at 20,000. So you can see we were over last year, but we do have, I think there's like 9,000 coming back from Pave USA or something, so that when that gets reallocated to there, we should still have like, you know, whatever that is, 12,000 bucks left, or we should still have $8,000 left in the budget until the end of the year, so. So that should be fine. Street maintenance capital fund, left that there, start to keep rebuilding that. I dropped, I got 4,000 for snow removal personal services, which is supposed to be for overtime. They get called in on a weekend or a holiday, which seems to be the thing this year. And only snows on Saturday nights.
But we've only.
But we're not spending it, so we must be allocating it somewhere else.
Yeah, she probably is, but then we have to move it over later.
Yeah, because we'll just run out in the other category.
Yeah. Just run out of the personal services one, then we do a budget allocation from that line to the other line so we can, you know, stay in the black. So the equipment, $1,000, so that's for anything on the salters or the plows or whatever. Snow removal, CE, contractual, that's for salt. I know we got another load of salt in, so that's probably gonna double for next budget. The next one, but overall though, it hasn't been a very snowy winter, so yeah. Should be in good shape. Street lighting, I think we're gonna be, we were last year we were about 4,000 under. This year I think we're gonna be right about, we'll still be a little bit under, but not a lot under, and I think the 24 will be all right, but next year we're gonna should be right there, because electric rates are freaking up about, I don't know, at least 50 cents a kilowatt hour. So.
I mean, all told, I think the changes to the new lights
have bought us time.
Oh yeah, yeah, they bought us, yeah.
Bought us a few years.
So the CHIPS project, that's again, that's the balance from the income from the, on the appropriations. Refuge, CE, the 87,000, that's the garbage collection. for the, and what we anticipate in spending for getting rid of the trash.
That incorporates the increase.
Right.
The annual increase.
Yep. Yeah, it's up $1,000, so. I mean, last year was, we had 83 and we spent 82. So that, then we went to 86, but I don't think we're gonna spend 86 this year. I think we'll be, you know, probably about 84 maybe, so I'll just put it up to 87. Police personal services, so I put it back to where it was. I know it shows the 89, but if you remember, we removed some money from there to another item to pay for some, I think it was some of the parks work, mm-hmm. if I recall.
Yep.
So, just want to say that we're not raising that budget by 30 grand.
We're just putting it back to where
it was. Just putting it back to where it was. Equipment left the same. Contractual left the same, K-9 left the same. We still have a K-9, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And the capital fund's the same. Animal control, they raised 2%. I put some money in CE because, you know, we had to house an animal for a day last year. So
I was going to say, where are we housing or what are we doing for housing? Do we have a contract with anyone?
Well, we don't, but I've been kind of piggybacking on Dave's, on the town's contract.
Who are they using? Green County?
I'm not really sure who they're using. But
I know
every time we
problem.
Do it, I get a call from Dave, you know, you're going to pay for this, right? Yeah, we're going to pay for it. Don't worry about it. I just want to use your contract. I'm in the town. You're in town. Yeah. What's different?
It's a countywide issue.
Yeah.
Every town's struggling with this. With Hudson Mohawk out.
Yeah.
And now Hudson just pulled out of Troy.
Mm.
Left Troy hanging.
Yeah, I don't know. Lynn takes care of it, so. All right. Safety. That's building inspectors, personal services. So move that up 2%. Safety inspections, contractual, left it at the 2,000. Zoning, personal services, 2,500. So that's for the attorney in case they need an attorney. Zoning, contractual, planning, contractual, left them at the same. Judicial personal services, raised that 2%. Court clerk, or acting judge, left that at 2,000 because that was enough to accommodate the 2%. Court clerk, moved that up to 2%. Court officer, moved that up to 2%. Equipment fund, left it at the 500. I talked to Debbie, she didn't think they needed anything more now that Judge Blake is all set in there. Justice CE, so left that at the 2,700. The reason that's over and above is because of the issue with the air conditioner here. That should have been said, put back in because we passed a resolution, but evidently it hasn't yet. So there's like, should be like 14,000 and something coming off of that. And Emma did have to, or Judge Blake did have to spend some money to get things set up in her name, you know, from Mike, so Judge Conway. So I expected to be over on this at some point, but we'll have to get that straightened out down the road here somewhere. We put in money for election, although we don't anticipate one. You never know. Veteran Services again, probably ought to have a chat with. And see if they're going to do a parade this year.
I saw Missy posted something. I was going to ask you because it sounds like the village is hosting it.
Yeah, it did.
Well, I didn't see it. I didn't get it.
It did sound like we were like.
Which is great. I'm all for it, but it kind of caught me by surprise.
Yeah, someone's got to tell us.
Yeah. Plus, we got to have we have to have their involvement and input.
Yeah, it definitely referred to Chandler Young, but. was missing.
Yeah, but even if you notice, Chandler Young's comment was the village is putting on a Memorial Day parade, and they're looking for.
Yeah, it's weird.
A band.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not even opposed to hiring a band. We have to. It's too bad there aren't any real, you know, marching school bands around.
Well, and they that was in the thread, and the problem is the school bands have to get approval from the school districts, and they don't give it to them if it's not a sanctioned school event.
Mm.
There was a whole thread about why East Greenbush wouldn't do it.
Maybe we'll trade him a band for a resource officer. All right, youth committee, put 150 in for that. We didn't have anything in the last year. We got to find some people to start filling these boards, I'll tell you.
Is that something we can piggyback on the town's youth?
Well, we could. But, I mean, somebody would have to actually represent the village doing it, you know.
I mean, a lot of their events they do, they're doing in the village.
Yeah. And, again, if all we need is a representative on that committee. I mean, Judy used to do it. And she was very, very good with it, very cognizant of everything. And, you know, she would let us know what was going on. And if they needed funding for things, she would let us know. And we would fund them, help them fund anyway. And, but without a representative, we don't really know what's going on. That's the problem.
Right. The last I heard, the person who was running it quit.
Oh.
Well, yeah, well.
But I don't know who took
it. Barry Rings Jr. took it over.
Oh, he did. Okay.
So it's Barry Rings doing it now.
All right, well, maybe we could reach out to him and say, hey, you know, we'd like to be a part of that and, you know, participate and help fund and, you know, but we can see what's going on. But it'd be nice if somebody could keep in touch with them because, you know, I mean, for me, I got enough stuff on my plate. I don't need more stuff. And that's always the issue. It's like, you know. Anyway, beautification committee, again, same thing, or celebrations. I actually put $6,000 in there because, you know, it's still my hope that we could do a night in the park or something and do some music and, you know, hire somebody to play at the pavilion.
That, and if, in fact, we are doing a Memorial Day parade, we'll need something for that.
Yeah, so we could use some of that money to hire a band if we need to. So, but, you know, I mean, there's money there, so, you know, and I'm thinking if we do some of these things, maybe we'll get folks out and maybe we'll get some more involved.
Interest
or something. I think a lot of people are still in the COVID mentality, you know.
Beautification. Maldoff, is she and them still doing?
Not that I know of. I don't think so. I think Lori was done and
is Jeanette still?
No. Jeanette quit. Then the retirement took that stuff right off the requests. Social Security is an automatic calculation. Workers' comp is, I think this year it was $8,000. Medical insurance, I left it the same because we don't really spend the whole 17, but I think insurance is up like 18% this year. I mean, which is still enough money for what we have in the budget, but, you know, that's something to look at in the future. So that brings us through and gets us to the $374,000 in taxes that we were looking to collect.
And I don't see anything in here that's makes me go, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like we're...
So I got the information on the summary page from Real Property. Then we have our taxable values for town, Nassau, town of Skodak. Equalization rates were provided. And so last year's rate for the town of Nassau was 762, and under this budget it would be 779, you know, an increase of 17 cents, which is $17 on a $100,000 house, so, you know, not horrible.
Right.
And it's goes from 588 to 598 in the town of Skodak, so, you know, $10 on a $100,000 house, although their properties I think are worth a little more. But not really in the village, because they're all small places over there. So that's where we're at on that. In the water fund, calculated the new rates from last year. I mean, went through, checked them again this year, and they seem to be good. So we're looking at income, if everybody pays their water bill, about $255,160. A lot of people don't, so we anticipate collecting about $12,000 in penalties. $100 in interest. So total budget was $267,260. Wasn't really much change in any of the, we didn't change the income, so we didn't change, I didn't change much in the outgo either. So, a little bit in the contract, or in the let's see, I got a little bit extra in the purification, 826. I don't know why I got that. Maybe I had 2% of the wrong amount.
Well, I think we've been going over in that one, because I think chlorine has gone up.
Oh, man, maybe that, oh, yeah, that's probably why I did it. Transmission, same there, same on the equipment, same on the contractual, or, yeah, contractual. Capital projects, retirements, same thing. Medicare, workers' comp. Insurance, contingent, $12,000 on the contingent there. Bond principles, those are the same. Next, this is, we have one more year left on the bond, 2025. That'll be the last year on that bond, so we paid off. So that'll give us a lot more breathing room. Well, unless we, you know, have to bond this next portion of the project. So all in all, I think we're in pretty good shape in the water department too, barring any unforeseen huge expenditures in Route 20 or anything.
Do we want to anticipate any costs associated with the water source protection activity?
Well, the only thing we could do though, see, that's the issue, is that this is a very small fund. It only takes in $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's, I mean, we would have to raise water rates again in order to cover it, anything we anticipated. We have some engineering money in there, which we could use for other things. I mean, you know, to, but I mean, any, if we were going to generate legislation as opposed, you know, for that, we just take, use it out of the general fund.
And I don't know that, you know, as we do the source water program through the grant, I think really the first year is development,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. I think the expenses will be the,
so the action
following year doing those actions.
Yeah, yeah.
But they would be, I mean, the laws would be, I think any of the legislation would be done under the general fund, because they would be, you know, village ordinances as a, you know, pertaining to zoning or whatever, you know, you got, you can't really have laws in your water department, I don't think. You have, they have to be in the...
In the village laws.
In the village law. So, he would, you know, handle that. And, you know, and it's easier for us because we have, I mean, pretty much the same group that pays for water pays village taxes, except for a few outliers.
Right.
So it's all the same pot.
Do we want to anticipate expenses for the change in the EPA standards or the New York standards or whatever?
I mean, that's going to be a hole. I mean, if that's going to happen, that's going to kill you dead in the water. You're talking millions of dollars there. We'd have to be bonding and going to grants for that. And hopefully this lawsuit, although Missy sent me, I haven't looked at it yet. I guess they want more information from us still for that.
We can, I think we address that when it comes up.
When it happens.
Yeah, we just got to think about it, but I honestly...
I mean, it's there, yeah, but it's hard to anticipate because it's a big number. I mean, yeah. If we have to get a filtration plant,
right,
and go to carbon filters, it's like Rich says, you're talking millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not going to do this in our $250 budget, $250,000 right. budget.
There's nothing
and,
to...
And one of the things that I'm going to hopefully try to get out of the source water people is having them look at potential for alternative locations. I think instead of treatment, it's going to be cheaper just to put new wells in somewhere.
Find more water, yeah.
Right, but we're pulling out of an aquifer that's, you know, I mean, we might have to look at, you know, is the aquifer that Skodak's pulling out of cleaner than ours? And
I think our problem, my opinion, just having seen this in other areas, the issue we have is the fact that our wells are 100 feet, 200 feet from 80 septic systems that flow directly to the wells. So all the chemicals that are going down those septic systems are going into the groundwater table right to your wells.
Mm.
So it's either get the wells down further or get them up further, maybe looking at something at the other end of the village and getting them away from the impact of the septic. I mean, that's what we saw at Algonquin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we pointed directly to the local septic system.
So maybe if we went up like by the tank and put in some wells up there.
Possibly, depending on what the water's like up there.
Build a tank right there, direct.
Right, without looking at a good aquifer map, you know, where does this aquifer go? Do we try to get some wells in maybe off a lake back by the Valacia Kill below the dam?
Well, I can imagine a lot of questions about that.
Well, it all has to be tested, and it's where this aquifer is. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know where it goes totally.
Yeah.
It flows towards...
I know it goes...
It's
it goes
considerable.
It goes south
and east. Or south and west.
I mean, is there anything further down the Valacia Kill that's still in the village? I mean, there's a lot of property back there.
Well, you're getting closer to Dewey Loafel's.
Yeah, I'd want to stay north of Loafel's property, the cemetery area. Right? Doesn't even have to be in the village if the village could get either purchase the property or...
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we did with the water tanks.
Right.
But it'd be nice if the area, like up where the projects are, up the pine tree is, if we could get something out behind there where it's flat.
Right.
And put a pumping station in there, because that's kind of north and east of, or north and west of where the everything's flowing.
Right.
And, you know, so...
And also the water's up there.
And there's no... Yeah, you know, and,
so
the, you know, any...
Short to the...
Right, but any of the septic stuff is going to be flowing away from that if we get on the backside of it.
Yeah, even if you get up by the paintball field.
Yeah.
I mean, the nice thing is anything up there, there's no development happening as long as the paintball field's there, so... Mm-hmm. But again, so that's kind of the thought with the source water group is, yes, look at source water protection here, but is there a better place to put the wells that are better protected?
Mm-hmm.
When we start talking about these emergencies.
Yeah, and if we, you know, a project like that might be funded through rural water, have a good score.
Right. So we can use them basically to do our free engineering of figuring out better places for water sources. Now, if something happens with EPA, maybe the alternative versus treatment is relocation.
What does a new well cost? Or two wells?
For a municipal well?
Depends on how much, how deep.
For a municipal wall, you're probably, $15,000 a well.
How much?
15?
I think more. I think when we redrilled well two, it was like $40,000.
Oh, yeah, well, and you had the controls and the pumps and...
Well, it's a 12-inch well, you know, a stainless steel sleeve with a, you know, it had 12-foot screen. You know, because you're high velocity.
But even so...
Even if it's $150,000...
It's still
cheaper than millions to treat.
Oh, yeah.
A plant, and then you have to maintain that plant.
Right.
Right.
Because ongoing costs. So.
Changing the carbon out.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a better solution if it comes to that.
Yeah, and I don't think it's an if. I think it's just a when, and EPA's got held up because of the comments. But everything we're hearing is they're still moving forward with it. They just got to get through all those comments. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I'll know. There's another call with EPA coming up, so I think next week.
So anyway, I think we're okay with the budget, but
yeah, I don't see anything. I didn't see anything that was
jumped out at me.
How ridiculous.
I did talk to Pete about Pete's getting pricing on a new truck to replace the flatbed there, a stake side or whatever you call it. He's looking at a small dump truck, not the same type as the other one is, but one is going to, he's looking at that with a salter and the setup to take the plow, because we just bought those plows a couple years ago. And he's going to let me know what the pricing is on that, but we currently have like $58,000 in our highway equipment fund, so we could make the first payment with that. And then one of the, I'm not sure if it's the backhoe or the dump truck. I think, pretty sure it's the backhoe. The last payment is next year on that. So the payment for the truck would just replace the backhoe one. And then I think there's a couple of years left on the truck, so.
Could we get the truck one more year so you don't have to use that equipment fund?
Well, according to him, he says that he's tried to patch the hydraulic oil reservoir tank a couple of times and it still leaks. Every time he fixes it, it leaks someplace else. So it's, you know, he's starting to get a lot of rot on it.
Well, the salt just kills it.
Yeah. And, you know, so. I was talking to him about, I remember when we bought that dump truck that was supposed to be maintenance. We got it undercoated. Remember we got the Z-Bart undercoated?
Yeah.
And then they were supposed to do an annual maintenance on it? Well, I guess the maintenance ain't been done. Mm. He didn't keep up with it. So, I mean, I don't know how long we've had that.
Does that
like 3 years
now. Do anything with a warranty when we don't do that?
Yeah, I think so. I'm sending the ambulance in to get it next week.
Yeah, it's worth it to do any vehicle. I wouldn't buy a vehicle and not do it.
But I don't know. We should talk to that. I should call Albany and find out. I mean, at the end of this season, it should go in and be cleaned and redone anyway. Regardless, even if it don't help the warranty, if the warranty's already gone, you know, we should still do it.
Right.
I think.
Yeah.
But I thought we were, you know, pretty clear on that when we got that. Evidently not. But Moldoff was working on that. She's the one that brought that to our attention and got that started and stuff. But I guess we didn't pick up on it after, pick up the ball. So what do you want to do about next week?
Do we need to meet? I'm not here, so.
Oh yeah, you're not here.
I'm teaching.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You go down here and sit for 15 minutes, I suppose, or whatever. Nobody comes around, and at least give Ryan an opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. And then I was thinking that usually we don't do the last one, but because I moved them up so early, and if Charlie's back for the last one, then we probably should do the last one, just to give him an opportunity to have something to say.
Sure.
If he's not, then we probably won't need it. But let's figure out meeting next week, and you know, that way we'll give Ryan an opportunity. If I hear he's not going to make it, then I'll put out word. I'll let you know, guy, because it'll be just you and me.
Yep.
Unless you want to come down here and chat for a little bit. All right. Meeting adjourned.